Venga.
Vladimir Šimek and Kamila Brolova-Šimková are a well-known husband and wife team that has been making TV documentaries in different parts of the world, from Baikal, Russia to South America, for years. Their films air as part of the České stopy documentary series that follows in the footsteps of famous Czech adventurers or explorers from the past. Filmmaker Vladimir Šimek.
Od roku asi 99 věnujeme takovému volnému cyklu dokumentárních filmů, které
zastřešuje. We've been working on this series since 1999, usually about Czech explorers in the past. This time, though, we decided not to follow in anyone's footsteps, but to make our own, to show an area less known.
O které se moc neví, takže to je k těm českým stopám.
Their latest production, translated as Secrets of the Stone Computer, is actually about Peru, some of its highest regions, including the lost city of Machu Picchu. And it's about the Inca's mysterious Intihuatana stones, extraordinary carved granite massifs that Inca astronomers are believed to have used to predict the solstices, to determine the planting season, and to time important rituals. In the language of the Incan Empire, the stone was called the hitching post of the sun.
Vidět na část Machu Picchu, a hlavně přesně na to místo, jež se i tam jmenuje Intihuatana.
During the filming, the Šimek team made unprecedented use of Czech geological expertise, using animation programs to map, for example, the most famous of Intihuatana stones at Machu Picchu. The programs helped the team to get an idea how such stones might originally have worked. First, thousands of points on the actual structure had to be mapped out in order to create an animated equivalent, a wire mock-up on the computer screen, then a filled-in structure. Animators could then project, as well as speed up, virtual shadows over the virtual rock under a virtual sun. Shadows at different times of the year revealed different effects. Vladimir Šimek again.
Já jsem tady pouze ten, který tu káru jako by naložil těmi odborníky a pak jsem ji dostlačil a pak se můžem to.
I didn't do the actual mapping of the space. That was done by experts. I just filmed the procedure as an amateur. But I was lucky. I was able to get sponsors as well as to put together a reliable team of specialists. We then traveled with. They took measurements, took photographic documentation while I filmed. What we found could be a beginning. We will certainly continue from here in the hopes that the stones will reveal more, that more mysteries will be explained, and then hopefully we can learn more about the Incas.
Dále zkoumat ten objekt a věříme, že ještě odhalíme další tajemství, která ukrývá.
Podle pradávné legendy se totiž na jednom z jeho ostrovů zrodili první.
Shadows, as the Šimek film explains, were key determinants in Incan life, used and read by the wisest as something like a sundial, only in this case to keep track of the seasons. How shadows lengthened and came together over the carved Intihuatana rock formed a complex calendar for the Incas half a millennium ago. Through carefully calculated animation, the Šimek film shows how shadows cross-hatch at the time of the solstice, and never meet the same way at any other time. But real photography on site was different.
Abychom ukázali tu stínohru, tak jak tam je vidět, tak jsme na několika místech použili ten.
In order to show the play of the shadows over the rock, I relied on stop-time photography, which is pretty simple, but it's effective. I'd leave the camera running on a tripod for 3 hours or so, and then you simply speed up the shot to show rapid effects over a matter of seconds. The same was done with the animated bits, but there we had all the time we needed in the studio.
Přesně si nastaví datum, jaké nás zajímá a vidíme, jaký stín je vržený a jestli tam něco signalizuje nebo ne.
The sacred stones, while central to the story, are only one aspect of the film. On another level, the documentary works as a classic travelogue. The editing is crisp, the camera work agile. One shot from one of the highest points of Machu Picchu is unforgettable. It's enough to make your head spin.
Já mám třeba velice trpím závratěma a zjistil jsem, že jedině s kamerou v ruce můžu v někam vlíst.
To tell you the truth, I'm afraid of heights. But when I'm filming, I somehow get over it. Holding on to the camera, I can go anywhere. But if I went as a tourist, I could never do that. Hundreds of meters up, I could never look down.
Po nějakých římsách pod sebou mít několik set metrů propast, tak by tam nevlezl.
Those heights come up again and again. The Incas built fabulous roads stemming the length of the Andes. The visuals are often stunning. The shimmering waters of Lake Titicaca, the original trails, the paths lower down by the Amazon jungle, rope bridges and tunnels and steps carved into sheer rock face. Runners used to pass messages along the Inca roads 500 years ago. One thing you won't see in the film is a portrait of the cameraman, his wife, or the rest of the crew. Almost everyone remains behind camera most of the time. Which is a little bit of a shame. One can understand why. The film is not about them, after all. But given the exotic location, it might have been interesting to have had at least something of a privileged peek into their lives. How they were forced to adapt to local conditions. The way it stands, viewers can only guess at the discomforts the crew must have endured to get to so many areas so far away.
Je tam samozřejmě, jsou tam stovky kilometrů nebo tisíce kilometrů vlastně strávají na cestách. V podstatě jsme byli.
It's difficult. I won't say it isn't. You have to travel hundreds, well, actually thousands of kilometers. When you imagine every night being somewhere else, taking care of all the logistics, making sure all your equipment is charged and working, that you have a place to stay, that you don't run out of material, that you've made all the right calculations and avoided being robbed and killed. It's complicated, but that's how we like it.
Nebýt přepaden, okraden, zabit a tak dále. Ano, je to velmi složité, ale nás to baví.
In the end, Vladimír Šimek admits that there are two main aspects to the film, the romantic and the analytical. On the one hand, viewers may be impressed by the beauty of the visuals. On the other, the filmmakers hope to pique interest in the secrets of the stones. Not esoteric knowledge, but facts. It's perhaps fanciful, but there's something attractive about the fact that many of the Intihuatana stones were geometrically aligned, within seeing distance of each other. If, metaphorically speaking, one stone was a computer, one can speculate that perhaps, together, different sites form something of a network. Secrets of the Stone Computer tries to connect some of these dots. It's a travelogue, yes, but one with a measure of scientific depth.